What up, everybody? You're now tuned into Candid Conversations. I'm your host, Brandon Lampley, back today with another video. Told y'all I'm going to try to do a little more of these short form videos and really pump it out for you guys. But today I have a special guest once again. I got Chelsea Brooks. She is back on the platform. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm great. I am great. Happy to be on.
Yeah, we gotta get it popping because we supposed to been put out another video, but it was Chelsea's fault, y'all.
No. We both been dragging our feet. We should have been. We both were.
Both. Wait a minute. I'm the creative. It's you who were holding me back.
Man.
Boy. For sure, man. But y'all see the title. This is some topics that, you know, pretty much a bunch of people have covered it. But you know, I want to give my 2 cents. I just want to give her 2 cents about it. So let's dive straight into this. And we're gonna play some of this video, and you know, we'll stop it periodically. It's about 4 minutes, and then we'll give our 2 cents on it. So here we go.
Everybody, look at this is our Roblox.
What? Who made that? Who made that? Let me see. Let me see. Click on it. Oh, hold on. Chloe, will you look at this? What? Let me see.
I can put a pillow in a chair.
Yeah, it was so funny. People's like, the way Tristan just looked. They talking about that's that look when he kept getting in trouble because he been cheating on Chloe, and so he got PTSD because he looked. He said, "Hey, come look at this." And he looked like, "Look at what? What you just saw? What you found?"
About me,
Chloe, yeah. Come here. I feel like you're the only one that would understand.
Okay, I'm coming.
I'm not sure what this means. This is a character on Roblox, but it says
what?
I know. That's why I said
that's not my character. That's a game.
Oh, it's a game.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then we're suing them if it's a game with my name and picture.
There was a picture of my cry face, and then I looked at it, and it said something super inappropriate, like Kim's new sex tape.
No, it was an inappropriate thing that popped up on his Roblox about me that says they're leaking.
So this, my initial reaction to this is, why did they air this?
Right.
Well, we know why they aired it. They did it to monetize it because they wanted to make money off of it because obviously they have no shame. She wants to act like she has shame now, but they have no shame. Look at how they've operated for so long. Now you have shame all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't like the fact that they did it because it also seems staged. Like, you know, him come running in with that, it all seems staged, like they meant to do it and stuff like that. What's the chances that you're filming and that just organically happens?
But nothing is organic now, Brandon. There's nothing is organic now. That did look staged. And at the end of the day, I don't understand why she's so surprised like that he was never going to come across something like that in his older age or anything. You never thought that was going to be, you're going to have to at least have that conversation with him because of the simple fact of, you know, what you were doing before you had him and how that could affect him now. So.
Yeah, easy. And that's all your children. That's your future endeavors. That's everything. I mean, her marrying Kanye, becoming a wife, becoming a mother, kind of took a bit of the edge off of her personality and reputation. And I forgot, I was watching somebody, but they pointed out that before Kanye, people in the industry didn't really mess with them like that. I know it was contention with Beyonce and Jay-Z not coming to their wedding, and Beyonce really has having nothing to do with them at all. Like, she doesn't mention them. They don't mention her. All the time they were married, none of that. It just didn't seem like something that they were interested in. Mm-hmm. But Kanye kind of brought them to the forefront. Made her a billionaire, and he basically helped put this family on. They're here not only because of the sex tape and their mother, of course, but because of Kanye. Kanye had a big hand in getting them to where they are now, especially Kim.
Right. Definitely.
Let's play a little more of that.
Something that someone said.
This is supposed to be unreleased footage from my old sex tape. the last thing that I want as a mom is for my past to be brought up 20 years later, especially when it's this big party and my whole family's here. This is some real embarrassing shit, and I need to deal with it. And I will deal with it. I just cannot believe this is happening right now.
It's okay. It's okay.
This part is very hilarious to me. Not,
you know, on Roblox. You know, Sam was on Roblox yesterday. And a f***ing thing popped up. And he started laughing. And I was like, Mommy, look. And it was a picture of my cry face. And it was a game that someone made of Roblox. And it said Kim's new sex tape. When you clicked on it, thank God he can't read yet. And it's like, over my dead body, is this shit gonna happen to me again? I just want it gone. You know?
And that's another thing. You just want it gone. The internet is forever. And I think that's the end of the clip. Yeah. But yeah, the internet is forever, baby. It can't be gone. There's no way it can be gone. It's going to be there forever. It's ubiquitous. It's never ending. There's nothing deleted. And now you're crying because you say you're going through this again. But you've acknowledged that had you not done that, you wouldn't be where you are. That's right. What really got it started. So, I mean, you got to own it. That's like Mia Khalifa, the former adult film actress who was wildly popular. And now she's talking about how it's affected her. But you know she still goes by the name that she used. Okay, if it's affecting you so much, why don't you stop using that name?
Because it's not affecting you that much.
No,
and I would want no parts of it. I wouldn't want anything, my name to be attached to it at all. So why would I continue to have the name? And then Kim, like, you made a decision. Now you have to deal with your consequences. And these are your consequences. You thinking, oh, you don't, she's like, I don't want it brought up 20 years later. It's going to continue to be brought up because it's something, like you said, it's always going to be on the internet. It's always going to be circulating. He's going to find out about it regardless. Like, it's the best thing for her to do is to let them know, okay, this is what's to come, because you're going to see it. They're going to come across it one day. Maybe not now, but they're going to, because you can't get rid of that. And you have kids that are cruel, that are going to say things. Come on now.
Yes. Yeah. Shoot, there's a OnlyFans girl, and she put a TikTok out about how she's like, her digital footprint is affecting her family. Mm-hmm. And there's a video of her talking to her brother, and her brother's like, yo, I can't even play ball and talk trash anymore because dudes follow you on Twitter. And I went to her Twitter, and baby is busting it wide open. And she, you know, she's a good looking girl. But now, dude, that would piss me off. Like, I'm talking trash. I'm beating this dude now. And you bringing up my sister's OnlyFans and how you follow her on Twitter and her getting back shots on the timeline. Yeah. Like, dog, I don't want to hear that. But see, you don't think about others. You're only thinking about yourself.
Right.
You know, and then now that you thought about yourself, you did what you wanted to do. Now here comes the victim. And I don't know if you noticed this, but she ain't called Pete Davidson, did she?
No, she called Kanye.
You called Kanye. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, it was involving Kanye's son, but regardless, she was going to call. Pete can't solve those problems. She's calling Kanye. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what she hopes to gain or whatever, because she's talking about she can sue Roblox. Suing for what?
Right. Because my picture and my picture's on there. Your picture's everywhere. People, I'm not understanding. Like, people can use your picture for anything.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
And people can put stuff, like, you got people who can design and put stuff into the game. Like, a player could have created that. Like, I didn't know that people could edit it like that. So, yeah, anybody could have done that. Right. That's not on Roblox. Yeah, so I don't get it, but you know, it is what it is, but this is a cautionary tale for the young ladies who want to go into that lifestyle, who want to be her, who want to be these women. One thing you see the glitz and the glamour, but you don't see what's at the end of that rainbow.
Right. The like the crying and the pain and the tears that she has now, regretting that she did what she did.
Yeah.
That's why we have to think ahead, think about how could this affect me in the long haul? Because at the end of the day, every decision that we make will affect either. It may not just affect us. It could affect our whole entire family. It trickled down to our family because they're a part of us. So it's going to always affect the people that's closest to you, even when you're not trying to. It does. You could, that she probably never thought that it would get the way that it did.
But as popular as it did?
Yeah, as popular as it is now. And it's like, now it's not going nowhere. It's here. That's what you're known as. I mean, yeah, you was Kanye's wife and you was Kim. You have the mogul and all this. But it's still people that just know, that only know you from that. They don't know you from nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, all the jokes. It's so funny. People make the jokes to my, hey, man, that tape was trash anyway. Yeah, it's nothing to write home about. But, you know, yeah, just, and we're going to see more stuff like this in the coming years. Because the women that decided to do it around the time she did it, they're mothers now. And this stuff is going to come back to haunt them. And then the young ladies who started it now, man, in the next couple of years, it's going to be an ugly thing, man. Because not only, okay, you can do what you want to do. You can live the life you want to live, show your body, whatever. But people don't have to accept it, and they don't have to work with you.
Right.
And jobs can freeze you out. Like, you've had multiple OnlyFans models lose their employment because of OnlyFans. Multiple, in a bunch of different fields, from nursing to teaching. Shoot, you had the OnlyFans lady who her kids got kicked out of the private school because the parents found out about her OnlyFans.
See how that's affecting your children. And you was, oh, that has nothing to do with them. That ain't going to trickle down to them. And look, it trickled right down to them.
Yeah, right down to them. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, I just know guys who are traditional and they're looking for a mother and they're looking for a wife, it's best if you don't have to deal with women who parade themselves online or monetized online. You don't have to deal with that. You don't have to put up with that. Too many times, well, men and women do it, where you take someone who doesn't fit what you're looking for and you try to make them into that. If that's not what you want, don't try to make her into anything. Kanye tried to change her. And you see what happened. Right. You see what happened. You know, it's a fruitless venture. It really is.
It really is.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna leave that right there, and we're gonna get to this next topic. I mean, our first show we talked about the first one was talk about the Oscar slap, and you know, everybody's seen all the things that came out about it, the fallout and all of that. But we're going to get into a little bit of this article right here. Probably summarize it up a little bit. I'm not reading this whole thing because it looked like a good little bit. Well, it's not that much. But it's basically highlighting Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's potential divorce. And they're talking about how it could be one of the ugliest in Hollywood. And so it says, Hollywood is talking about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith divorce rumors after the infamous slap. Insiders are fairly certain that the power couple are headed towards divorce after the Oscars incident. The King Richard actor had made headlines when he slapped comedian Chris Rock at the Academy Awards on March 27, 2022. Rock commented on Jada's hair, calling her G.I. Jane, which prompted Smith to go on stage and slap him. The Academy of Motion Pictures then banned Smith from attending any of the Academy events, including the Oscars. Smith publicly apologized to Rock on Instagram. I would like to publicly apologize to Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong and I'm embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There's no place for violence in this world of love and kindness. So Jada also released a comment following the incident where she focused on healing. This is a season for healing and I'm here for it. Her brief statement read, following the altercation, rumors emerged of Jada and Will splitting. The couple, who have openly talked about their marriage troubles on Jada's Red Table Talk, are reportedly not getting along after the slap. Ever since the Oscar scandal, the tension between them has been palpable, a close source told Heat Magazine UK. There have been problems for years, but they're barely speaking right now. Yeah, I bet they are. Let's see. The source continued that if the divorce was on the table, things would get messy quickly. If they were to split, Will has a fortune of $350 million that Jada would be entitled to under California law. And it's said that they don't have a prenup, so that's going to be interesting. The insider explained it could be one of the ugliest divorces in showbiz history and a drag on longer than the Angelina Jolie Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitts did. Oh, I got tongue tied there. So, okay, this is the last paragraph. Jada once revealed that she didn't want to marry Will in the first place. However, the source did emphasize how reluctant Will is to go through with divorce. Will obviously doesn't want that. There's only so much he can take. Will has made no secret of how uncomfortable he feels about Jada sharing every personal detail of their marriage. Oh, you think? He has so much pressure on him from big studios to sell their movies, and you have to be squeaky clean. This is the last straw that could force him to finally end things. And so we're going to leave that right there. And this is interesting because, I mean, I think it was you told me about that, her announcing that they were going to take time. Well, they're going to basically talk about it at the Red Table Talk. And basically, they're going to monetize the situation, which I knew that they would do. And that's her statements afterwards, and them doing that is incredibly disgusting. And it's no wonder why they're heading the direction they're heading. Yeah, are you muted?
Oh man, I was. Jesus.
Yeah,
I was muted. I said, yeah, that's that really just showed it's really Jada, because Will don't want to get up and talk about that stuff. He really didn't even want to get up there and slap him, but like Chris Rock mama said, because your wife gave you the side eye. But it's crazy how y'all can, you go up there, try to defend your wife, now y'all on the rocks for you trying to defend your wife, and now y'all finna get a divorce. So that's why I'm not understanding what was the point of even doing what he did. If he knew that he was gonna, well, he probably didn't know, but it was gonna go this route, because now y'all rumored to get a divorce and you just was defending your wife's honor. That, how does that look?
And her statement afterwards saying that he overreacted and right. She doesn't need protecting was, dude, that was just terrible. Definitely. You shouldn't say that.
Right. She should never have said anything, to be honest, because she, like you said, she tried to get the heat off of her, tried to make it, oh, this is all Will. It's all Will. He should never did that. I really disagree with it, but you was laughing. You knew what you was getting, what you was doing. And now y'all talking about we finna get on there. We're taking time to heal and we're going to address everything at the Red Table Talk. Yeah, we already knew that's what y'all was going to do.
Yeah. I mean, that was very obvious. Yeah, very obvious. Yeah. But it's very clear to me. And, you know, and this is just the outside looking in. And this is just my opinion. Will is not appreciated by his family. Mm-mm. At all.
No.
At all. But, and it's not something that's surprising or should be shocking, especially to men, because as a man, I mean, Will has done his job so well for so long to where he's not appreciated because it's just expected of him to do the things that he's doing simply because he's a man. It's like, that's your job. So right. You don't get praised for doing your job. No, baby. This man has done his job exceedingly well, above right. and beyond.
Yeah.
And he gets no respect in right. his household. That's insane.
None.
Yeah. But we have to remember. We always have to remember. I always talk about accountability, being accountable.
Right.
If you want to be accountable, got to be honest. This is Will's fault.
Yes.
Yeah. This is his fault.
Obviously, if she had so much... Like she didn't want to marry him, like the wedding day and all this stuff like this. Like, those were signals and signs. Okay, this might not be the woman for me. Now we signed up for something, and I'm going, like, they vowed not to get a divorce or whatever the case may be. But now you done signed up for something. Now you stuck in it. Like you said, men really don't leave marriages. It'd be the woman because we get tired. We want something new. Da, 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 da. But he'll stay. He'll probably stay. It's probably now Jada is like, okay, like you said, she's giving him the scissors to cut it off, but Will not trying to cut it.
Oh yeah. Jada is the one that's being held hostage right now.
Right.
Because Will won't let her go.
Right.
Yeah, Will won't let it go. She's done everything for him to cut it off.
Right. She's like, I gave him every reason to say I'm done with this. I done gave him every reason. He's still not saying I'm done. What more can I do?
Yeah.
She really like, that's really what she's like getting at. Like, what more can I do for you to say, okay, this is it?
Yeah. Yeah. What more can you do? It's not much more that he can do, but she can do more and she's going to do more.
Right.
She's going to continue to embarrass him and emasculate him until he says enough is enough.
Yeah.
Because human nature is when you have the advantage, you don't let up. That's human nature. Human nature is, hey, if we up by 50 points and it's the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left, we need to keep throwing the ball so we can score some more.
Right.
That's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not going to stop. She's not going to let up, you know.
She's going to keep going. Like you said, keep doing things. I just hope Will just... Do you feel like... I don't know. Will has, like, when mommy was reading the book, she was just saying how... Just saying, reading that book, you'll understand Will more. And I said, I want to read it because, like, he probably isn't healed from traumas that went on in his life. He probably still going through stuff. Like, and she is too. Both of them, like you say, need to heal. But it's just like he probably don't even know how to handle certain things, or, you know, people overcompensate. He's so into being a celebrity to where he don't focus on, okay, I need to make sure that my mental state and I'm happy in my marriage works, or is this the person for me? Like, it's just
right. Yeah. And I was listening to shout out to O'Shea Duke Jackson. Mm-hmm. He's talking about it. He said you can't heal with your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no way that you can't properly heal if you're still with your enemy or mm-hmm. around your enemy.
That's
Jada's his problem, and he's not going to be able to heal until she's gone.
Right.
Yeah. So it's $350 million. Even if, let's say you can, you have to split it down the middle, or she gets 60%, or maybe you give her half and she gets, you know, certain properties, cars, assets, whatever, because they're pretty much, their businesses are tied together. And so mm-hmm. it would be a probably an ugly split. But one of the things about it is it doesn't have to be an ugly or nasty split.
Right.
Because I don't think that, even if he has to give her half, it's going to be worth the peace of mind that he's going to have afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
He should be, his lawyer should incentivize him. Dude, don't fight this too much tooth and nail. Now, if she's going overboard and her demands are what she wants, you draw the line somewhere. Of course, you don't get rolled over. But say she wants $150 million, let's say she wants $175. She wants one of their homes that's in Calabasas, this car or this home in a brownstone in New York or something like that. And she mm-hmm. want this other stuff. Those are her demands. And if you could spare it, if you could lose it, whatever, because number one, you're a working man. He's going to make more money.
Right.
You know, his connections in Hollywood aren't done. He can rehab his image. Hopefully he's talked to Chris and they're able to, you know, get some kind of middle ground and
mm-hmm.
get his friend back because they were friends.
Okay.
You know, and, once Jada's gone, what is he going to have left? He's going to need his friends, the people right. that are closest to him. Mm-hmm. So he needs to bridge that gap with Chris. But you're a working man. You're still one of the greatest actors ever. You're going to be able to make more money and accrue more assets. Get her out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you got to do it.
Let her go.
Yeah, let it go. Let it go, man. Yeah, let it go. Yeah, but I think this was a good second episode, man. I think we covered both topics. Yeah, we had 24 minutes, so I think we're gonna leave it right there, Miss Ma'am. On the guy, hey, you gotta watch that. Gotta watch that mute button.
Oh yeah, because I'm talking. I promise y'all, I'm talking, and I'm like, you know, are you on mute? I said, oh Lord, I'm gonna press the mute button. Jesus.
Yeah. I seen it. So yeah, but man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe. Definitely. Follow me on all my social media. Oh, and once I share it, I know you will share it.
Yeah.
And man, we will be back with more, I guess, celebrity gossip. That Meg and Tory thing is heating up. Okay. So we definitely
that's a hot one there. That is
a hot one. And then your boy he can't stay out of trouble. The baby.
Oh Lord. Swinging on this artist. I say, come on,
baby. An artist that called a charge for him.
Right. I'm not understanding what, you know, when they got, you know, baby Lil, so he got that short man syndrome. He think he could not do anything.
I don't know if it's because I always hear about the short man syndrome. I don't think it's the short man syndrome per se. He could have a little bit of that going on, but this is a DaBaby syndrome. This is a top rapper. Yeah, this is him having made probably a God complex and thinking he's bigger than life or bigger than whoever and be able to say and do whatever to people. Dude, I would have stole on him had he put his hands on me. Straight stole on him.
But you see how I wouldn't have thought about it. Could have really got
dude big too. He's not small.
He big.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he probably has some restraint because he is the baby's artist.
And then and, he looked like he was his future
in his hands.
Like
yeah.
Hit him because he kind of stumbled. Like, did he really just hit me like that?
Yeah, and it was a sneak. I don't
really like paying attention. He would have got with that.
It was a sneak because at no point did it look like that there was an altercation where a dude had time to, okay, it's getting heated and he may strike me. No, he just said something and then struck him.
Yeah.
And then everybody jumped in the middle of it and you had to hurry up and hold me back. No, right. He knows it doesn't. He doesn't do that if they're alone out somewhere.
Right.
Definitely not. He doesn't do that. But he has a crowd, just like Will. Will doesn't slap Chris if they're out alone somewhere.
Mm-mm.
No, because men know. Men know you do stuff like that. These paws coming. But, man, we're going to get into that. But we definitely going to get into that more. But, man, right. But I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. But until next time, man, we are out of here. Peace out, y'all.
Oh, yeah.